Juneau submitted its annexation petition in early November, about 7 months after Petersburg had filed its borough petition. Juneau wants to annex over 1,900 square miles of the territory that Petersburg included in its proposed borough boundaries. Petersburg's proposal is well ahead of Juneau's in the local boundary commission review process. Juneau borough attorney John Hartle laid out his community's arguments for the local boundary commission to consider consolidating the two petitions.
The purpose of this, I think, is to try to have the commission end up with the best product it can, with the best decision that it can, and doing so in the most efficient manner. That's in your regulations as basically the purpose of your whole set of regulations. And we submit that going through the process only one time will reach that result more effectively, more efficiently than going through the entire process two times.
If the petitions were consolidated, the commission and its staff would review, take comments, hold hearings, and decide on the conflicting proposals in the same process rather than separately. If the commissioners chose not to go that route, then the City and Borough of Juneau Law Department's Amy Mead encouraged them to consider holding off for a while on the Petersburg review.
We are asking at the very least that the Petersburg petition be postponed to allow the CBJ petition to kind of catch up so the two petitions can proceed simultaneously, thereby ensuring that any decision made on one that affects the other is afforded a full and complete opportunity for public participation.
Both Juneau and Petersburg claim historic and contemporary ties to the disputed lands, which are relatively undeveloped and unpopulated. The territory in question extends south from the Juneau borough boundary at Holcomb Bay down to Cape Fanshawe and east to the Canadian border. Juneau officials have considered annexing the area in the past, but the assembly did not move forward until Petersburg had petitioned for the territory last spring. Petersburg City Attorney Jim Brennan emphasized that point as he addressed the commission.
Underlying fact here is that Juneau has filed their annexation petition in a purely reactionary mode. They waited and waited and waited until the last possible day, the 90th day that it is allowable to file a petition which might be considered for consolidation.
After more review by the staff and the public, the Boundary Commission is tentatively planning to hold a public hearing and make a decision on the Petersburg petition in late May, early June. Brennan argued that consolidation would mean a significant delay for Petersburg, which has been working on the highly publicized borough plan for several years.
This process on the Petersburg end has taken a substantial effort. It's been underway for a long time, and Petersburg objects to a tactic of Juneau to wait till the last moment to file a petition that in hopes that that will monkey wrench and delay the Petersburg petition. Juneau will have opportunity for input. There is no unfairness here. There's no conflict with the regulations, and there's no danger of inconsistent decisions.
The Boundary Commission staff recommended against consolidation or postponement, and Commission Chair Lynn Crystal agreed.
I think that we are certainly capable of understanding the two different petitions, and I think we're going to have almost all the information we could possibly have at the time of the Petersburg hearing. And, of course, Juneau, just like everybody else, will have opportunities to comment and do testimony at the hearing in Petersburg. And I think that we're not going to be operating in a vacuum. We'll have lots of information, and I feel confident that without consolidation, we can render a fair decision for both parties.
The five commissioners voted unanimously against the Juneau request. The Juneau petition is still under its initial technical review, according to commission staff, who are currently working on the more detailed preliminary report for the Petersburg petition. That report considers the public comments that have come in so far and whether the plan meets state standards for borough formation. It's expected to come out in late February, followed by another round of public review and comment and a final report. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.